Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly changed from red to green today, but it's a quiet day, especially in the grains. The bean market is just biting time. There's not a lot of news out of South America. And in the meantime, you've got traders basically, looking at the avian bird flu, and there have only been, like, according to the University of Illinois, to FarmDoc, there's only been three other times that you've had huge outbreaks of avian bird flu in the U.S., and it was in 1924, 1983, and 2004. Now, that said, it's amazing how the trade has still continued to not really put a lot of emphasis on soy meal or corn usage being declined because of the outbreak and the eradicating of the disease, meaning we have to put down probably close to 20, 25 million birds. But the bottom line is, when we look at this market and we have the weather we've got going, after this cold snap that we have this next week, we're to turn back warmer and drier, and the rest of the crop's going to go in quite quickly. That's going to be kind of interesting, because some are thinking 75% of the crop for corn could be planted in next Monday's report, thinking that the USDA underestimated on this last Monday's report. We shall see. But regardless of all of that, the drought monitor showed the dryness expanding more to the east and, of course, north. So that's going to be a concern as we go into summer if this continues. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.